Hello.
Hi, James. Hello, James. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this? Yeah, who's
Yeah, this is Evan from Local Smudge giving you a call back.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. I understand that you have some concerns relating to our reviews.
Yeah, I think I'm good for now. I was doing some research and just, I'm good for now.
Yeah, I mean, where were
I'm not
you
gonna
seeing these
just.
reviews from? Because on Google, I mean, a strong majority of them are all gleaming.
Better Business Bureau, and then even on like you guys' page on Google.
Yeah, Better Business Bureau, it's essentially something that people go to complain to. I mean, if you look even at Disney World, they have kind of a similar review quest as us. It's just because people don't generally go to Better Business Bureau to report on someone doing something good. They're frustrated with us. And a majority of those bad reviews reflect on people in two categories. A lot of them are going to be because they're getting cold called in the middle of their workday. And I get that they're business owners and they're caught up in their work and we cold call them. And then the other side of them are people we didn't even contact. They hear about us from one way or another. They call us up and then they get our services. But at the end of the day, they're in rural areas that we don't even want to represent. And we've actually been cutting off a lot of those aspects, but they just don't have a demand. So we get them the exposure and then they don't see the results simply because there aren't jobs to be had. But in this case, we contact you specifically because there's a position open. We do our own due diligence as well before we even get onto the phone, making sure there's demand there. And then we feel comfortable enough to actually represent the area. And then we sign on someone like you to represent them. But you don't follow into either of those categories. Your experience will not be related to theirs at all. I mean, as you can see in our Google reviews, almost entirely all of them have just been success stories. There's a few of them that are against us that are just not satisfied. And I won't say that all of them are like this, but a lot of them are simply because of just poor communication on our client side. We weren't able to fulfill our end of things because we just didn't have the right information.
Yeah, just
I mean, like I said, you have a 30-day trial. If you get to that 29th day, you really don't see us making any progression at all. You're more than more than welcome to get all your money back. But like I said, I've signed on 200 now 262 people this last year, and it's no one's canceled on us. I've ran into this before where they look over our Better Business Bureau and full transparency. Those reviews are not gleaming at all. I've actually brought that up to our header management, but with all of them, it comes out to the same result that we do what we say we're going to do. We don't overpromise. Everything that I've said on our last call and this one is exactly what we are doing.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give it a shot and we'll see where we're at in a few weeks.
All right. All right, great, James. I'll get Ivan to give you a call back, and my apologies that I wasn't on the start of that call. He's relatively new and he just forgot to call me, I guess. But I'll go ahead and tell him to reach back out to you so we can get all this rolling for you and you can see these results as soon as possible.
All right.
All right. Thank you, James. Bye.